there is this Western exorcism of the gods of old.
That's right.
And it's replaced with the gospel.
Yeah, we started driving out God. Well, it's not going to remain empty. And the amazing thing is the same gods, the spirits that are represented by those gods in the Bible, and with ancient Israel's fall, have now specifically returned, and that is exactly what we are witnessing now.
Did you know that Jesus was Jewish? You might be asking, what does that mean for your Christian faith?
Watch today and discover how understanding the Jewish roots of your faith and your connection to Israel and the Jewish people can transform your life and the way you read the Bible. Coming up on Jewish Voice.
Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice. We're so glad that you've decided to join us today. I'm your host, Jonathan Burness. And with me today is a longtime friend. In fact, we've known each other for over 30 years. He really needs no introduction. He's a New York Times best-selling author. He is a much sought-after conference speaker. I could go on and on, but again, he needs no introduction. He's a dear friend, not only of me personally, but of Jewish Voice as well. Please welcome back my dear friend, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn.
Great
Jonathan,
to be back, Jonathan,
thank you for coming. I'm so glad. I know how busy you are.
It's my honor to be
and
here.
It's always great to get time with you.
My honor.
I think that you have been given the most important revelation that I've ever heard from you. It may be the most important revelation you'll ever have, but certainly you've had to date. And it's really helped me to understand a lot of things. And that is a mystery about spirits, gods, if you will, that are at work on the earth because they've never left. Will you set this up for us?
For those
that didn't watch last week?
In a quick nutshell, won't do justice, but it'll give you an idea. And that is that you know, the world before the gospel was filled with gods. You know, and the Bible says behind the gods are spirits. Now, when Messiah came, he had the power to cast out the spirits. The gospel came into Western civilization, the Roman Empire, and literally cast out the gods, cast out the spirits, the greatest exorcism in human history. We have been living in a unique civilization. That's what's made this unique. But I won't go into it how, but Messiah, Jesus gave a warning. And the warning was, if we ever turn away, if a civilization turns away from the God, from God, having been cleansed, knowing God, turning away from the gospel, the spirits will return. The gods will return to their empty house. And that is exactly what we are witnessing now. Since the beginning, the 1960s, you see a turning point, we started driving out God. Well, it's not going to remain empty. And the amazing thing is the same gods that were there in the Bible, represented, the spirits that are represented by those gods in the Bible, and with ancient Israel's fall, have now specifically returned to the world, to America and Western civilization.
This is so profound because when we think of casting out an evil spirit, we think of an individual.
Yes.
But by nation after nation after nation, there is this Western exorcism of the gods of old.
That's right.
And it's replaced with the gospel.
Yes.
And with the revelation of the one true God and his Messiah.
Yes.
That cleanses a nation until.
Yes. Until it turns away. And then he said, it will be worse. I mean, I won't go into this. This is a whole nother thing.
Mind-blowing.
Another thing, John, I won't go into it, but to say, look at the civilizations that turned away. Look at the Soviet Union. Look at Nazi Germany. Look what happened. Possession happened. And so now, we are now all over the West. America is watching. Now, we spoke about the Dark Trinity. There were three key gods.
By the way, I want to insert, if it's not surprising that if you really do a deeper dive into Nazi Germany, you see occultism with all the leaders.
Oh, that's a whole thing.
An intentional occultism.
We can do a whole thing. Yes.
Just had to throw that out.
But it shows you how real this is. Well, we've talked about the three now. Now we're going to go deeper because as you kept bringing up, and you were totally right, it started, but now it's gotten so much deeper. There was one of the three, which is Ishtar or the goddess. There was another side to her. It said in the ancient inscriptions, I was studying the ancient inscriptions, she says, I am a woman, I am a man. She said she has the power to turn, it says this is from Mesopotamia, the power to turn a man into a woman and a woman into a man. And so this is the next stage. And so what we are watching is now, I'll do it real, I'll just give you a little taste, is Ishtar, first thing, is to defeminize women, first thing. Masculinize women, which is what's been happening. We've been watching that. Taking up other roles, changing. There's so much to this, I won't even go into. Then also the feminization of men, or the demasculization of men. There's a spirit of Ishtar. She raged against men, raged against male authority. She usurped it. She was a warrior. So you have all these things which also go to the destruction of the family, because you have men being replaced, you have women, you have all these things. There's so much to this, but I want to move forward with it because I have to give you a lot in a little.
And that you've got to go back, by the way, and see part one. You can log on to Jewish Voice and watch part one, even if you watch this and then go back, because it'll give you the whole context.
Yeah, yes. And now, and the other thing is that her priests in her temple of the goddess were men who dressed up as women. They talked as women. They were, you know, today we call cross-dressers. Well, when you see the return of that, we are watching with the return of the goddess, you're going to see the return of androgyny, the merging of male and female, the switching and confusion. That's exactly what she did. I mean, it says, I dress the man with the woman, I dress the woman as the man. It's happening all over. When you see this, it's happening. And here's another one we're going here. There's so much, but here's
the
another
same
one.
Same gods remanifesting,
same,
the same spirits.
Same. This is paganism. This is the return of this god. And the other thing is that also, you know, one of the big things that we're dealing with in our culture, and we all know it, is transgenderism. It's a big issue all over. This is the goddess, because it says number one, I turn a man into a woman. I turn a woman into a man. It says in one of the texts, she impresses female parts on male parts, on the male. Her priests were often castrated, so therefore the hormones were changed. We are watching the return of that. She herself was androgynous, so she turns and changes man to woman and woman to man. That's where we are in this stage right now. And even the crazy thing that's happening with children being transitioned, we say, what is possessing them to do that? What is possessing them is the goddess.
You thought this was new, didn't you? It's not. This has been around for thousands of years. These spirits, because they don't die.
They've been in the dark.
They go to a barren
place.
They've been in the shadows. When they're pushed out.
That's right.
And then they return when a society
pushes
out the light.
We open the door, and this is where it is now.
Jonathan, I'm reeling as I'm hearing this, because when I read the scriptures of old, I don't directly connect them to us. Child sacrifice and astropoles. And I think, but that's a pagan culture.
Yeah.
We're past that, but we're really not. We're dealing with the same spirits again.
Yeah, except, I would just add one thing, except Messiah said when they come back, they'll come back worse. They didn't redefine marriage back then. They didn't do hormone changing of children back then. But that's all. But they all had the same overall thing is happened. This is what the goddess did. This was if we went into her priests, into her temples back then, you would see male and female confused all the time. And you know what changed that? The gospel. The gospel changed that.
We're just using more technology.
Yeah, we're using more technology, and it's going in a way that it's even deeper. But yes, and so we are watching the return. If you see the return of the gods, when you see these things happen, when you see the return of her priests. Like I talked about the priests who dress up as women. That was in the temples of Ishtar. When you see that, you know Ishtar's back, and it's happening all over, and it's being more, and it keeps progressing. It keeps going to the next stage. So this is crucial. We are dealing with spirits and we are dealing with gods.
I can't get it out of my head, and we need to be reminded constantly that our fight is against principalities and powers. They're unseen, and the enemy's going to distract us over here.
That's right.
When it's really a spiritual issue at its root.
That's right. If you look throughout the Bible, it's always a war with the gods. You know, Moses warred, you know, it was the gods of Egypt. You know, Elijah was against Baal, one of these, and Ashtoreth. That was the one too. Ezekiel saw the woman, remember, weeping for Tammuz? That has to do with Ishtar. That was part of that culture then. You know, it says Josiah, when there was revival, he brought down the house of these kind of people. It involved the crossing of gender. So they were dealing with it back then. It's just they've been at bay for 2,000 years, but now we've opened the door, and now we're watching it.
So the behavior that they cause, that they bring about in people, is really the same behavior. It's
yes.
Like looking at a repeat.
Yes.
The same strategy.
Behavior. It's getting even more amazing down that as we continue. Yes. And it's in the ancient inscriptions. It talks about that very thing. It describes what we're seeing now. I was reading a secular writer, and they were talking about the things of the goddess, and she's saying it's like what we see today in the parades and all those things. It's the same thing, and they would describe the same thing as well. It's that same spirit, and it's not rational. We look at this and we say, why is this happening? It's crazy. It's because it's the gods. It's not rational.
Jonathan made it very clear. The only thing that can change this is the proclamation of the gospel, restoring the one true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob back to a culture. We need to get to work. Right now, we're ministering to huge needs as a way of sharing the gospel ultimately. For example, over 30,000 Ukrainian refugees have now moved to Israel, and they need housing, they need food, they need the basic essentials of life to survive. Through over 70 partner ministries, we're helping to meet those needs on the ground in Israel, but we're also helping on the ground in Ukraine. We just sent water purifiers because in some areas there's no clean drinking water. We're sending medicines. All of this is an opportunity to share the gospel. I want to invite you to be part of that. You can make a difference. I want to say it again. You can make a difference. So get involved as quickly as you can, and we'll tell you how right now. Take a look.
In the explosive new book, The Return of the Gods, revelation from best-selling author Jonathan Cahn explains why we should not be surprised by the darkness of today's culture. We turned our back on God, and demonic spirits exercised long ago have returned to fill the void. For your gift of $40 to support the Ministry of Jewish Voice, we'll put a hardcover copy of The Return of the Gods in the mail to you this week. Order today. And we'll also include a book by Jonathan Burness that helps shape this entire conversation, A Rabbi Looks at the Supernatural. Become a new Shalom partner for $30 a month, and we'll send you both books plus a new resource created exclusively for Jewish Voice. It's a series of 8 DVDs, The Return of the Gods Uncensored. On these DVDs, the entire chilling truth comes out. Your partnership supports this broadcast and all our work drawing people around the world into relationship with Yeshua. Equip us and empower yourself by calling the number on your screen. Mention The Return of the Gods. If you prefer, you can give securely online at jewishvoice.tv or mail your gift to the address on the screen. With your initial monthly gift of just $30, as our way of saying thank you, new Shalom partners will receive all 3 of today's resources. Now back to Jonathan Burness and Jonathan Cahn for more on The Return of the Gods.
Welcome back. My guest today is Rabbi Jonathan Cahn with some of the most important revelation that you will ever hear, and you need to take action. Before I get back into the conversation, I just want to say very quickly thank you to all of you that are helping this ministry, especially our monthly partners, our Shalom partners. You are helping to reach Jewish people and their neighbors with medicine and dental care and eye care, and most importantly, the gospel. Jewish people are hearing and responding to the gospel. So thank you for your giving, and especially for being a monthly Shalom partner. Now, Jonathan, this is filling in a lot of blanks for me, but if you think that this is intense, it's going to get even
yes,
more intense.
It is.
Because you're going to talk about an ancient mystery that actually manifested on the streets of New York City and transformed our culture. Tell us about this.
Yeah, the whole movement, listen, we pray for everyone and we're all in the same boat, but the whole movement that we've been talking about the merging of gender and alternate sexualities and the pride and rainbow and all those things, began with one event. It was called Stonewall, and it was 1969. And it was a riot at a bar in New York City, where they tried to burn down the bar with police in it. It was the homosexual community. And the thing, but the amazing thing is, it was all filled with the presence of the goddess. This started everything. This started where we are. The signs of the goddess, I won't go into all things, but I'll just mention a little thing here. One is, when she goes to war, she's linked to the lion's head. I will just say this, the lion's head manifested that night there at Stonewall. There's something called, I can't go with the explanation, but there's something called the Dance of Ishtar. They actually do a dance in the middle of this riot, comes a dance where they speak that which is in the ancient inscriptions from Sumer, linked to Ishtar. There is in her mythology, she's accused of being the stone that breaks the stone wall, which was the actual place that was broken on that night. There is actually a person, I call an avatar, a woman who actually triggered the whole thing that is now spread around the world. There's one woman who's triggered the riot. And that woman had the features, I won't go into it, but had the features, characteristics of Ishtar. Ishtar was called in the ancient inscriptions, she's called the storm. You are the storm, they said, who causes storms around the world. The woman was named Storm, or Stormy, who caused all this. And it was like the crowd got taken by a spirit. That's all I'm going to say about that. But it keeps going. Now, from that, Jonathan, have come parades. Well, we know it, the pride parades every year, you know, in the summer. Well, the goddess was the beginning, was the goddess behind parades. She had parades. The ancient inscriptions talk about the parades that were done at her time. And it talks about, in the descriptions, it says, in the parades, men dress as women, women dress as men for the goddess all around the world. And the very thing that's happening today was actually the parades of the goddess that disappeared when the gospel came. They're back because she's back. It was part of her possessing the culture. That's what we're watching. And I'm going to go even farther because you know, when were they? There was one month that she had, the goddess had, that she especially possessed the culture. It was named after her lover, Tammuz, the month of Tammuz. Now, the ancient writers, they write about the festival of the goddess and the parades and the processions. And St. Jerome says it happened in the month he called Iunium or Junium, June. June was the month. The month of Tammuz begins in June more than any other month in our calendar. So again, June goes back to the gods as it was then. I'm gonna keep going. I'm just giving you a taste.
I just think making all these connections so effectively brings home that these are spirits.
Yes.
And they're repeating the same behavior and they're filling a vacuum.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's the vacuum is the vacuum of God. And that's exactly it. It's amazing. Like if we knew this mystery before, and which I didn't, we could say, well, if you take away God, this is where it's all going to end up. And that's where we are. And it's something strange. And also another thing, we talk about spirits, that it's not natural. It's weird how you have all these nations that are actually celebrating something like a whole month, more than they celebrate their own holidays. How weird is that? How strange is that? That, you know, and here's another thing with that. I'll just mention this, and that is, you know, we see the sign of the rainbow. Well, the rainbow goes back to the goddess. I mean, of course, it's God's sign. It goes back to the goddess. It means something that nobody has any idea what this means, but it's actually the sign of her possession, her possessing a culture. When you see this sign, it's a mark of the goddess, and it was her, and it means something totally different than anybody realizes it is. It's all. And I'll throw in one more thing, Jonathan. You know, there have been Supreme Court rulings that have been linked to, like, the changing of marriage, the changing of sexuality. One was in 2003. One was in 2013, defense of marriage. And, of course, 2015, the changing of marriage. Okay. All the rulings happened in the month of Tammuz. All of them happened.
It never would have even occurred to me to think about that.
They all happened at the exact time of the goddess. And, Jonathan, they all happened on the exact same day. And it was the same day that Stonewall was sealed in 1969, all of the Supreme Court. And here's another thing, Jonathan. Well, here's another thing. When you remember the night when marriage was changed, we all remember it. And that night, the rainbow appeared all over America. In fact, the White House.
Yeah.
Right? That night was the 10th of Tammuz. The 10th of Tammuz on the ancient calendar is the day that it says you will cast a spell to cause a man to love a man on the exact day.
There's, and one more I want to ask you. There's something about the rainbow
Yeah.
itself.
Gigantic. Oh, I go into that in the mystery, but yes, it's gigantic. Yeah, well, there's a lot of things about the rainbow. There's so much about the rainbow. The rainbow is linked to the goddess, and it's also the sign of God, so it's actually a defiance of God. It's a sign of war against God, and people don't realize that, but it goes back to, also to the goddess using the rainbow. She's the first goddess to be linked to the rainbow.
Yeah, and it's a counterfeit for the
real. Yeah.
But I've known there's specific meaning other than that.
There's a big thing about this in this mystery. I mean I'll hold on that.
Boom.
Yeah, this is the most explosive revelation I've ever been dealing with. And it's so important that we know it, because we are dealing, every one of us are dealing with it. Every family is dealing with it. It's affecting everything. And we have to stand. There's a way to do that. The gods are interested, number one, in vengeance, because you know what? They were cast out by believers. So that's why they hate believers. There's a whole thing to that. They also hate Israel as well. You know, and they are seeking domination. They always seek that every knee shall bow. That's why there's this thing in this culture to make you confess with the gods. But this is what Daniel dealt with, Elijah. This is what, and we have to stand strong. And the power of God is stronger than all the gods.
Isn't it interesting that with all of these movements, BLM, for example, but also every movement that addresses these areas, that is promulgating these areas, they're all anti-Israel.
Yes. Yeah. Because of the gods. The gods hate Israel. You know what, Jonathan? It was through Israel that they were cast out. It was all through Israel. It was Israel was sitting there, and you know they tried to overrule Israel. They tried to apostatize it. But then the gospel came from Israel, and they were all cast out. They hate Israel, and they hate believers, and they hate Jewish believers, because that's how it began. They hate us.
You know, that's such a unique perspective. That is exactly right. Yeah. They were the ones responsible for pushing them into a dry place.
Yeah. And that's why all these things are always associated. Everything we talked about is all together. It's all they all are consistent about all of them, because it's the gods.
Yeah. Same spirit that is fighting against Israel.
Yeah.
But he that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps.
We got
one other quick
spirit.
Thought. Yeah. I kept thinking about where there is no vision, the people perish.
Right.
It's actually prophetic revelation, and without prophetic revelation, without the gospel, they cast off restraint.
That's right.
Right?
That's exactly
right. This is exactly what's going on.
That's exactly right.
And in comes the void.
Exactly right. You don't know what you have until you lost it. You know, and once you take that out, without God, God is the answer. God is the everything.
Wow. just scratching the surface. Yes. We need to take a short break so that we can share some information about the resources that Jonathan has brought to sow into your life. We want to make them available to you and get them right into your hands, because these are critical. Stay with us at the end of the program. We're going to do what we always take time to do, and that's pray for you, for your needs, and the needs of your family. So watch this and don't go away.
In the explosive new book, The Return of the Gods, revelation from best-selling author Jonathan Cahn explains why we should not be surprised by the darkness of today's culture. We turned our back on God, and demonic spirits exorcised long ago have returned to fill the void. For your gift of $40 to support the Ministry of Jewish Voice, we'll put a hardcover copy of The Return of the Gods in the mail to you this week. Order today. And we'll also include a book by Jonathan Burness that helps shape this entire conversation, A Rabbi Looks at the Supernatural. Become a new Shalom partner for $30 a month, and we'll send you both books plus a new resource created exclusively for Jewish Voice. It's a series of 8 DVDs, The Return of the Gods Uncensored. On these DVDs, the entire chilling truth comes out. Your partnership supports this broadcast and all our work drawing people around the world into relationship with Yeshua. Equip us and empower yourself by calling the number on your screen. Mention The Return of the Gods. If you prefer, you can give securely online at jewishvoice.tv or mail your gift to the address on the screen. With your initial monthly gift of just $30, as our way of saying thank you, new Shalom partners will receive all 3 of today's resources. Now back to Jonathan Burness and Jonathan Cahn for more on The Return of the Gods.
Jonathan, we take time in every program to pray for people. We've got thousands of prayer requests, and we pray by name. And many of you have written to us, and you're really going through a difficult time. Many of us haven't recovered fully from COVID, and there's still a sense of despair and hopelessness and isolation and discouragement and depression and loneliness. We're hearing a lot of that. People that aren't integrating back, and they don't know what the future holds. And then, of course, we have this terrible inflation, and it doesn't look like it's getting any better. Here's the good news. God is on the throne.
Yes.
And he has everything under control. Jonathan, would you lead us out and just pray?
Sure. Lord, and just we just receive thank you. It. We thank you for this time. We thank you for everyone watching and everyone listening. Lord, we ask you right now would touch them, meet them, Father, your favor and grace be upon each of them, Lord. Your spirit be upon them. Whatever is needed, provide for them, Lord. Whatever breakthrough is needed, provide that as well, Lord. And give them victory, Lord. You know you've called us to victory, Lord. We ask for victory and we pray for revival in this nation, Father. Do your thing, Lord, and in the world. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We love you. In yes, Yeshua's Lord. Messiah's
in
name.
In Yeshua's Amen. Name. And we thank you, Lord, that you love us, that you care for us. We thank you that you hear prayer. Lord, that you're not a distant God who doesn't care, but that you do care and you do answer prayer. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. In the name of Yeshua, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And amen. If you'd like more information about our ministry, you can log on to our website. It's JewishVoiceOneWord.tv. And you can find resources on our website. You can fill out a prayer request and we'll pray for your requests because God cares about you and we care about you and prayer does work. I want to thank those of you that support this ministry and encourage you to get more involved because we could not do what we do without you. As we close the program, I want to remind you to pray what Jonathan just prayed for the peace of Jerusalem. They need our prayers. The Bible says they shall prosper who love thee in Psalm 122:6. I want to thank Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. Jonathan, thank you for joining us again. And until next time, this is Jonathan Bernis saying shalom and God bless you.
Because it may blow up your paradigm of Scripture, the appearance of Jesus himself in the Old Testament.
56 times there's some appearance or revelation of the God of Israel in the form of a man in the Hebrew Scriptures.
Don't miss the connection here.
Don't change the channel. We're going to prove it to you.